The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 27th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Thus, by not engaging in the service of the modes of material nature, but by developing Krishna consciousness, knowledge and renunciation, and by practicing yoga, in which the mind is always fixed in devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one achieves my association in this very life, for I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth.
Asivaya ayam prakriti gunana jnanena vairagya vijimbhitena yogena mai arpitaya cha bhaktya maam prithagatmanam iha avurunde. So, asivaya ayam, what is our business at the present moment? You are serving Maya in different varieties. The Maya has got three modes, Satta, Raja, Tama, or mixed. Just like the color displayer, very expert in mixing color. Actually, there are three colors. Blue, red, and yellow. This blue, red, yellow, the color display, they mix. 3 into 3 equal to 9, 9 into 9. It becomes 81. So, in this material world, we living entities, we are colored in this way. 3 into 3, satarajag tamagun, 3 into 3 equal to 9, and 9 multiplied by 9, 81. So the 81 colorful living entities are there. Somebody is human being, somebody is demigod, somebody is cat, somebody is dog, somebody is serpent, somebody is tree, somebody is plant. There are 8,400,000 of forms of life. And that is our service. Just like the dog is barking, he is thinking that he is dog, so his business is barking. That means serving the laws of material nature. Similarly, somebody is serving in some way, somebody. Varieties. Because we are not meant for this service. We are, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, jive sarup hoy nitya krishna dar. Our main business is to serve Krishna. In Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan, somebody is serving Krishna as his friend, cowherd boy, somebody serving Krishna as gopi, as lover, somebody serving Krishna as father and mother, mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, somebody is Krishna as friend, as servant, as tree, as water, as flower, as land, as cows, as calf, so many ways. This is our business. But somehow or other, we did not like to serve Krishna. Therefore, we have been put into this service of Maya in three modes of nature. Just like a criminal does not like to obey the laws of the state. Therefore, a criminal is put into the prison house, and he is forced to abide by the law of the state. The state laws are there. either outside the prison house or inside the prison house. But one who does not obey ordinarily outside the jail, the orders of the laws of the state, he is put into the prison house. But he cannot avoid the laws of the state. That is not possible. Because a citizen means he must abide by the laws of the state. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaivamsa jiva-bhuta. I have explained many times. So as soon as we deny to render service to Krishna, immediately the maya is there, captures. All right, come here, you serve me. This is the position. Artificially you cannot become master. That is not our nature, and that will not be happy service for us. Artificial. Artificial, giving this example, suppose with this finger I capture some very nice foodstuff, rasgulla, and if the finger think that I have captured the rasgulla, I shall eat. No, you cannot eat. You must put here. And then you get the benefit. And if you spoil the rasgulla in your hand and don't put into the mouth, then everything is spoiled. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our business is to satisfy Krishna. Eka bahushyama. The Vedas, we understand, God has become many. In many ways, we are also part and parcel of Krishna. There are two kinds of manys. One many is called Sangsha. Sangsha means personal expansion. And another expansion is differential expansion. The differential expansion are we, the living entities. We are also expansion of Krishna. And Vishnu Tattva, they are personal expansion. But all of them are meant for serving Krishna. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitam. Ekola Ishar Krishna Arasa Vritta. Krishna has expanded the demigods. They are also living entities like us, but they have got better position. Just like here also in the government, ordinary living, everyone is citizen, but somebody has got better position as the minister, as the president, or some big officer. Similarly, the demigods, they are also living entities. The same thing as we are, but different body. Different. The dog has got the dog's body, he is hungry, or there is some complaint, barking, and somebody has got minister body, he is ordering. He is in better position, and better than him, somebody else. In this way, you go up to Brahma, Lord Brahma. He also, servant of Krishna. That is the position. So we living entities, we are servant of Krishna, that is our nature. Simply, we are trying to avoid Krishna's service, therefore we are engaged in this maya service or material natures under different bodies. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannate in the Bhagavad. Prakite, you have been put under the clutches of maya. He is giving you as you are desiring. Because we are desiring, bhogavancha kare. Sometimes I wish to enjoy like this, enjoy like... Everyone is trying to enjoy. But enjoy means we are becoming entangled. Jagyarthe karmanatru lokayam karma bandhara. If you want to enjoy with Krishna, that is your natural propensity. And if you want to enjoy life without Krishna, that is Maya. That is Maya. So we are trying to enjoy. Enjoyment is our business. Anandamaya Abhyasat. Ananda. Krishna is Anandamaya, and we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are also Anandamaya. But we are seeking Ananda in different atmosphere. Just like any man can become very honest citizen, do business honestly, earn money, and be very honorably. But no, somebody has learned how to steal. The government does not say that you become a thief and go to the prison house. The government does not say. But you have selected to become a thief. That is it, because we have got little independence. Part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is fully independent. Therefore, we have got the quality of independence. But because we are very small, minute particle, we have got minute particle of independence. Minute, just like you take a drop of water from the sea, there is also salt, but very minute part. The salt is there. Because it is part and parcel of the big sea, it must be salty. Similarly, Brahma, Parabrahma, Krishna, Parabrahma, Parangadhama, Pavitta, Pavata. So we have got all the qualities. We are Brahma, we are pure, but Krishna is Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Param. He is the supreme, Nitya, Nityanam, Chetanas, Chetanana. He is the chief Pavitra, chief Brahma. We are also Brahma, a small Brahma. We are also pure. Because we are small pure, therefore we sometimes become impure. Otherwise, by nature we are pure. Spirit soul. Asangayam Purusha. This is the Vedic information. The Purusha. Purusha means the living entity who has come here to enjoy. Asanga. He has no connection with this material world. But somehow or other, he is thinking that I am this matter, I have to enjoy this material world, I am this Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Indian, I am American, I am man, I am woman, I am cat, I am dog, I am tree, I am hawk. In this way he is identifying with this material nature and enjoying or serving. He cannot enjoy, he can simply serve. So, this is the philosophy, to understand that aseva ayam prakriti gunana. We have to learn how to forget to serve this material nature. That is bhakti marg. It is forced because we have Krishna bhuliyaji bhogavan chakare. Somehow or other we have forgotten Krishna and trying to enjoy this material world under different position. That we have to forget. This is not my business. This is when we understand this position, that is called self-realization. That I am not servant of anyone. I am not servant of my country, of my society, of my friend, of my dress, of my cat, of my dog. I am nobody's servant. I am servant of Krishna. That is self-realization. That is self-realization. Asivayam prakriti gunana jnanena. When one comes to this understanding, not by sentiment, by real knowledge, jnanena. So when one becomes devotee, he is not a fool. Pure devotee is full knowledge. Bhunam janmanam ante jnanavan maang prabhadat. After many births, when one is actually jnanavan, actually wise, he surrenders to Krishna. How? Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sadurlava. He surrenders to Krishna. Krishna, I forgot you so long. Now I understand that you are everything. That is knowledge. That is real knowledge. Therefore it is said, Jnanena Vairagya Vijimbitena. This jnana means vairagya. No more attachment for serving the so-called society, friendship, love, country. These are all foolishly engagement, but people will not understand. They will think that this is my first service. This is my first. How long you will serve, my dear sir? But if you serve Krishna, this service automatically becomes possible. Just like we are giving prasadam every week on Sunday, distributing prasadam. That is the bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means that sympathy to persons who are not devotee of Krishna. Devotee or not devotee, by eating Krishna prasadam, he will gradually become devotee. As yesterday I explained that Krishna bhakti begins from the tongue. Sevan mukhi hi jivhado sayameva spuratad. If you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, then Lord manifests. He reveals himself. Sevan mukhi hi jivhado. How it is possible that jivhado, beginning from the tongue, this is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Jivhado, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Very easy. You can begin Krishna consciousness simply by chanting. And as soon as you chant, you go on chanting, then cetadarpanamarjanam. Cetadarpanamarjanam means cleansing the heart. Because all congestion, all dirty things is in the heart. I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. Then if you chant, then gradually you will understand that you are spirit soul. You are not Indian, nor American, nor this, nor that, nor that. This is self-realization. Because the whole world is going on under this misunderstanding. I am thinking I am Indian and you are American. Why you have come in our country? You must be CIA. You must be CIA. Why you have come to your country? Formerly, the British has also sent missionaries. And then gradually conquered, caught hold of the government. Similarly, these Americans, they have also come as devotee, as CIA, and therefore their businesses have to capture the government. So get out. Why this misunderstanding? Because there is no Krishna consciousness. Because there is no Krishna consciousness, any gentleman, any sane man can understand that if these people are CIA, they have taken this Vaishnava religion, they are practically having no comfort and everything is denied, and no meat eating, no illicit sex, no drinking, no intoxication, no all knows and accepting all knows, and they have come here as CIA. They have got no intelligence in common intelligence. And they are trying to put all impediments, though they cannot construct this temple, they must be refused. All planning. It was raised in the parliament that what is these people Hare Krishna movement? Where from they are getting money, and what they are understood to be CIA, what government is going to take action against them. And so the reply was there by the home member. that we have no information that they are CIA people, therefore there is no question of action, and their money, they are selling literature, books, they are getting money and some public contribution or foreign exchange. So the reply was that still people will accuse us in this way. So why this is possible? Because there is no Krishna consciousness. Because they are servant of this Maya, they are thinking like that. Therefore, the first condition is asevayam prakriti gunana. They are dictated by the tamogun, rajogun, mode of material nature and thinking like that. Everyone is that. This whole world is like that. They are servant of Maya, this tamogun, rajogun, and they are manufacturing their own way of enjoyment. So Krishna consciousness means completely become purified from the infection of Maya. Sagunana samatitta itam brahma bhuyaya kalpata. That is stated by Krishna. One who is a devotee, fully engaged in Krishna's service. So what is his position? The position is sagunan, sa gunanetan. This, prakritir guna, here it is said. Prakritir gunana, there are three gunas, satagun, rajagun. So if one is engaged in devotional service, immediately he becomes transcendental to all these gunas. Sagunan, samatitta, yita, brahma bhuyayatal. Then he becomes, again, in his transcendental position, brahma. Brahmagyan, aham brahmasmi. This position he comes. And as soon as one comes to this position, brahmagyan, brahmabhuta, now we are mayabhuta, identifying with ourselves with this maya, this prakriti gun, the modes of material nature. I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that, I am that. But when he becomes brahmabhuta, I don't belong to this prakriti gunas, this nature's modes of material nature. I belong to the spirit soul, supreme, aham brahmasmi. This brahmagyan will immediately make him happy. That is the symptom of a person who has attained brahmagyan. Brahma bhuta prasannatma, na sochati na kang, samasarvesu bhutesu, mad bhakti lavate para. That is the basic principle of bhakti. So here the same thing is explained. Jnanena vairagya vijimmite. Jnanena. Therefore this class is held to awaken. Jnanena. Either you read these books here from realized soul, that will awaken your jnan, knowledge, or otherwise, if you cannot do this, both things should be done. You chant Hare Krishna. Very simple thing. And in the previous work, we have discussed Rijubhi Yoga Marge. Riju, very simple method. Riju means very simple. Everyone can perform it. Susukham Kortam Abhyam in the Bhagavad Gita. Very happy. If you chant Hare Krishna and dance, it is a very happy thing. And by dancing, as soon as you become hungry, take prasadam, ready. Where is the trouble? Therefore, it is Rijubhi Yoga Margai. Our Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. There is no trouble only. And another thing is that there is great hope. Everything we are doing under the spell of Maya, we do not know where you are going. What is the ultimate aim? We do not know. Prakitekriyamanani, we are under the spell of Maya, driven by the gunas. You must accept. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness and give it ourselves on the waves of Maya, then we do not know where we are going. The Chaitanya and all. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, mayar vase jaccho bhese khaccho habu dubu bhag. Just like a straw in the waves of the ocean or
the river.
It's fully under the control of the waves, sometimes diving, sometimes coming out, sometimes going this way, going that. Our position is like that. We do not know that. Prakite kirmanani, under the material nature. We are being carried by the waves of material nature, and you do not know where you are going. Because you have no control. So if you want controlling the material nature, then you have to surrender to Krishna. That is stated. Māme bhaja prapadyante, māyāme tāṅga charanti. Otherwise you are carried by māyā. You may be very big prime minister or anything, but as soon as māyā will dictate, please vacate your post and go away, you become a dog. You have to become. How you can challenge prakriti? That is not possible. Because karmana daiva netrena, your next body will be offered to you, therefore the atheist class man, they shudder, there is next life. Because his life is sinful, if there is next life, he will be punished, he will be put into abominable condition of life. He does not like to think like that. But that does not mean that he escaped. There is a Bengali proverb that Gaye gumakle jom charena. That one body, one person, he thought that I have done so much sinful activity, the Jamaraj will come and capture me and punish me. So what is the way to avoid him? So he thought that let me smear over my body stool, so he will not touch me. So that is not possible, sir. You are under the control of maya, material nature. You try to avoid it somewhere or other, but it is not possible. It is not possible. According to the infection, just like if you have infected some disease, artificial means will not save you. You must develop that disease and must suffer. There is no way out. Simply way out is that if you take precaution, some vaccine, some injection, then you may avoid. Similarly, you cannot. It is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivi jesa agunamai mama maya duratya. You cannot avoid the hands of maya upon you, or material nature. We call maya, and the modern scientific word is material nature, completely under. You cannot avoid it. But māme vaja prapadyante māyāme tāṁ charantite. If you surrender to Krishna, Krishna will save me, I am so much sinful. Yes, Krishna can do that. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māme kaṁ sar aham tvā sarva-pāpe bhama-kaśa. So why didn't you do that? Why you are so much eager to serve the more material nature? Why not serve Krishna? Here is Krishna. Where is the difficulty? No difficulty at all. Just this Krishna, just this Krishna, nice food stuff, just chant Hare Krishna, eat sumptuously and keep your health very good, nicely. Where is the difficulty? Māmi vaja, it is very difficult. The only difficulty is that I cannot give up all these sinful activities. I cannot give up smoking. I cannot give up drinking. I cannot give up meat eating. I cannot give up gambling. I cannot give up illicit sex. That is difficult. Otherwise, to serve Krishna is not at all difficult. There is no difficulty. But I cannot give up this service of my sinful activities. Therefore, here it is said, Asevaya ayam prakite gunana. That you have to learn. That you can learn very easily. If you turn your attention to the service, therefore this bhakti yoga service, we are simply insisting, get up early in the morning, do this service, do that. In this way, if we engage ourselves in the service of Krishna, gradually we shall forget the service of Maya. The service of Maya means sinful activity, that's all. So long we are in the service of Maya, duskritino, engaged in sinful activities, it is not possible. But if you engage the positive and the negative, the Mayavadi, they are simply trying to be negative. There is no positive engagement. But here in the Bhakti Yoga, negative is there and positive is there. Therefore there is electric light, both negative and positive. Therefore there is enlightenment. Simply negative will not help you. And if you don't care of the negative sides, simply positive also will not. But Bhakti Yoga is so strong, if you take to the positive side of service of Krishna, the material service or Maya service will automatically become negative. Bhakti parishanubhava virakti annatrasya. That is called vairagya. The Bhakti Yoga means vairagya yoga. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. This was composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he understood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wrote this verse, Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam sikkhartameka purusa purana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that purana purusa, Krishna. Krishna is the original. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam prabhava. Everything has come from Krishna. Therefore he is purana, the oldest. Oldest. Nobody can be older than Krishna. But he is always young. That is Bhagavan. Advaita achyuti anadi. Anadi. No, he has no adi. He is adi. Adi means the original. Ishara parama krishna sachidananda vigraha anadi adi govinda sarva karana karana. He is the cause of all causes. This Purana Purusha, Krishna, he is the oldest. Advaita achyuti anadi, ananta rupam, adyang Purana Purusha. Navajauvanincha, that is Krishna. You never see Krishna's picture as old man. No. Has anyone seen Krishna as old man? No. Navajauvanincha. All as fresh, youthful life. The same. You have seen the picture of Kurukshetra battle. Krishna was sitting. At that time he was great-grandfather. But he was looking like 20 years old, young Mahava. That is Krishna. So, we also become like Krishna. In the Vaikuntha Loka, the inhabitants, there are also living entities. Just like in this, within this universe, material universe, there are living entities. There are also living entities. But they are in spiritual body. The same form of body as Krishna. And as soon as you go, you get your original spiritual body, same beautiful body as Krishna has, as Narayana has. This is the opportunity. So why should you not take this opportunity of human life, take to Krishna consciousness, and become devotee of Krishna, and make all that. Therefore it is said here, pratyak atmanam iha avarundhati. In this life you can get this opportunity simply by following the bhakti yoga process. Yogena mai arpitaya cha bhaktya. That is required. You learn how to become a bhakta. Simply practicing sabanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasivanam, archanam, any of them. Either these nine processes or eight or seven or six or five or four, take at least one. Sabanam, simply here. That's all. That will make your life successful. Thank you very much.